beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Go ahead. You looking at me, I'm looking at you.
What's up? We back another week. Beauty and the Trill.
What's going on? Yeah, new episode of Beauty and the Trill. And today we have a special guest.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Mm-hmm. Today's special guest is a published model named Jasmine.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, guys.
Do you want your last name out here? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your last name?
Torres.
Well, there you go.
She Jasmine Torres. A little spiciness Torres. On this shit, too.
There you go. Yes. Or you may know her as, because she has a lot of followers. What's your Instagram name?
Let's Jazz It Up, too. And then I have 30K on my YouTube channel, which is Let's Jazz It Up too as well.
Oh, shit. Well, let's get it. Let's jazz
she
it up
a star
then.
Out here.
All right. Yes. Hopefully all her fans are listening. Okay.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Hopefully. Come on now. That's what I'm recording for.
Exactly. Subscribe. Okay. So today's episode of Beauty in the Trill, we'll be talking about, you know, that whole controversy, like, oh, she's just an Instagram model, or what happened to the real models and stuff like that, you know. Some people say that. Is it a difference? Can they be one and the same? We'll be discussing all of that. Okay? Fun times.
All right.
PSA. Today's PSA really can go to you, Trill, and anybody else.
What the fuck?
And anybody else who types like you. We're about to be in 2018. I need you.
I'm not bringing punctuation with me, so.
You need to bring punctuation marks with you, and you need to bring real words, like type your words out. We going on 30 years old. Niggas is over 25 years old.
Did you see that post? I made it to Facebook, one of my tweets, and somebody was like, what is this garbled wad of illiteracy?
That sounds funny.
That sounds like the
this
truth.
This is how white people are. You know, they don't really get how, like...
But can we go back to your age?
Are you
almost 30, or is she lying?
I'm 26.
He's 26.
Oh, 26 is a new 30, apparently, to her.
Well,
did you not see that shot at you?
We 4 years.
We like the same damn age. Can you 26?
We almost about to be 30. Like, we closer to 30 than we are 20. Anyway, the point of the key essay is, listen, I need you to use punctuation marks, and I need you to type out your words. Like, Vic Trill types, like, I don't know. It's just a big old run-on sentence, and if your tweets be, like, more than, like, 3 lines long, it's just, like, I mean, it's never that. It may be 3 lines long, the longest. But it's just, like, reading a long run-on sentence. I need you to use some punctuation marks.
I got you. I'm going to do that. Punctuation in 2018.
You know what? I'm going to challenge you. The challenge is, and I got $20 on it.
Oh.
I got $20 on it, because I'm tired of you. This will be, the payout will be after the holidays, though.
Okay, no doubt.
But, for, we're going to start, when can I pay attention to you?
I seen you ain't been on Twitter in a few days.
Nah, not really.
Like 4 days? Because, you know, all of my peoples that's close to me, I go to their pages.
Oh. And
you haven't been up there.
I haven't been up there. I really haven't been desiring Twitter like that. I'll say starting today, and I'm going to be on that page. Starting today for a week, try to tweet. I'm not gonna say perfect English, but you know,
So I can't, you know my lingo though.
I know your lingo.
So I
try. Okay, so we'll just do punctuation marks, because that seems to be the very hard for you to do.
All right, we can do punctuation.
Okay, let's shake on it.
I got you.
You're
trying to make me better. I like this.
Yeah. So $20 if you use every single tweet and text to me has to have punctuation marks in it, and I'll be looking.
All right.
All right.
It's gonna be weird being ignorant, being putting proper punctuation at.
Oh, I used to do it all the time. Eat my butt. Period. Like, I used to do it all the time. I mean, it's very possible.
I got
lick it from the back. Exclamation point! All right, so there you have it. Okay, that's your key essay. Westside Eli has this week's bumper dump. Hey, Eli.
What's good?
Oh yeah. What up? What up? It's your boy Westside Eli checking in with your bumper dump for the week. What's going on? What's up, beauty? What's good, Trill? Hey, man, we have some good music. Say that every week. Mean it this week, though, man. It's kind of slow, but it's good. You know what I'm saying? Not the same volume that we've been getting for the past, like, 2-3 months, I feel like. But I know we got some good stuff coming up in the next few weeks also. So, looking forward to some good stuff. But let's cover what we dropped this weekend. Let's see. Backtrack. Last episode, I said I would go listen to that Black Bear joint. It's called Cyber Sex. And I did go listen to it. I'm a man of my word. Or at least I try to be. And it's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. He's got so many features on that joint, though. It's like he gets outshined on every song. So I'm not sure what he was thinking by putting all these other big names on these songs. I don't know who he is. Like some pasty white dude with pink hair and a bunch of tattoos. I don't know. But he got 2 Chainz on there. He got Cameron, Machine Gun Kelly, T-Pain, Rick Ross, Paul Wall, Tinashe. He gets outshined on every song. So I don't know. Hey, I'm gonna let you judge it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call it a dump. Unless you're listening to it thinking, oh, hey, he's like a rapping Avril Lavigne. Then it's a bump, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, you got to check that one out for yourself. I don't want to let my judgment sway you from maybe hearing the best album of your life, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. It's probably not going to be. So this week, oh, got some good news, some surprise news from Big Sean and Metro Boomin. They've got a track. Oh, they've got a mixtape. I don't know. Is anything? What is a mixtape anymore? Is it a mixtape? Is it an album? I don't know. Whatever. That's dropping this week, according to Big Sean's Instagram. I think it's gonna be called Double or Nothing. So, huge fan of Metro Boomin and all his work. He's not just a trap producer. That guy's got hella talent, man. And Big Sean, I think his work speaks for itself. Even though his last album wasn't all that good, Dark Sky Paradise. Is a very good album. So if he can get anywhere close to that, I'll be impressed. Let's see, Mace dropped another single called Rap Rushmore, and has like zero replay value, just like the other joint, outside of like those couple of bars where he's talking about Cam having sex or I don't know, other gangster shit, whatever. But yeah, it's called Rap Rushmore. It's good for a couple listens. You know what I'm saying? Like Mace is a lyricist, so you know he's a good rapper. He's not trying to sing over anything. So you know, if you want to hear some rap, that'll do it. But yeah, the big drop is Miguel, War and Leisure, and that thing is a bump. And I think y'all kind of already knew that, man. Miguel been singing in the mirror for the last couple months, teasing us with, you know, his music and everything. So he finally dropped that joint. Like I said, it's a bump. And you probably heard a couple of the singles that he's got. Skywalker with Travis Scott, you know, that joint was a bump. He released Pineapple Skies a few weeks ago, and then he's dropped the whole joint. So I gotta say, I'm kind of disappointed, though. I was hoping for more sex from the album. Yeah, it's nothing like his last joint, Kaleidoscope Dream. Well, that joint was sex. I know. But nah, you're gonna enjoy this one Leisure album, man. You are. It's more upbeat stuff. He's sounds like he's playing around with some of the instrumentation and production on the songs. But yeah, you enjoy that joint, man. My joint is the intro. He's got what's it called, Criminal with Rick Ross. That's my joint on there. So yeah, that's what I got for y'all this week, man. We got like I said, we got some stuff coming up. Big Sean and Metro Boomin. Beyonce's got some stuff she's working on or something. Like, she's been dropping, like, or she's been popping up a lot on, like, on people, other people's singles and stuff. So I think she's cooking up something. Cardi B's got her next single coming out soon. Eminem's got an album coming out soon. So, yeah, it's looking like it's going to be a good month of December music-wise, man. So, yeah, you want to holler at me about this music, you want to argue, hit me up on Twitter, man. Westside Eli, or you can search _ get money. I'll argue about this music with you. I don't be doing nothing, no way. So yeah, just at me, man. Holler at me. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Alright, sir. Sounds good to me. Thank you. Check all that out. I love Eli on the Bumper Dump. I think he does an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And next week will be the last Bumper Dump for the season. The whole entire...
You should have him here with us.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like it. Stamped.
Yep, stamped. Okay, let's get him. All right. So no shade. Okay. So this is about to be hilarious. Naya Rivera, of course, we know that her crazy self had busted her husband's lip. Poor guy. Ryan Dorsey. And then he called the police on her. As I was saying last week, there is no way in the world that this was her first offense. That was probably like his 15th busted lip, and he's just tired of it. He doesn't know what else to do.
I mean, she looks crazy.
Yeah, she looks insane. He just doesn't know what to do, so he called the police on her. So don't you call the police on a crazy woman, because now she's about to get back at you. So she's filing for a divorce, okay? Again, and that's according to At Blast. It is over the docs cited irreconcilable differences. Like, girl, you hit him. You're hitting him. Like, what the world? You're abusing him. spit went down the wrong tube. So she listed the date of the separation as November 24th, which ironically just seems to be one day before she was arrested for hitting Ryan.
What's she gonna be like? He wouldn't let me leave or some shit like that.
Like,
she
girl, bad. Twist this all
no, up. She would twist it up.
Yeah, she would. And she's asking the judge to block either side from getting spousal support, and is also asking for joint custody of their 2-year-old son, Josie. Oh, they have a child together. Oh, this is horrible. But yeah, I mean, like, I wish Big Sean would have, like, did some legal documentation on her, because he did say that she broke a lamp while they were arguing. So I wish that was on her, so that the judge can see that she has a history of
issues.
This.
She's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. So keep your head up, Ryan. All right. Chance the Human, as Trill calls him, instead of Chance the Rapper. Chance the
music is boo-boo, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, his music is boo-boo. I love him and his philanthropy. He does a really good job. So he has gifted local high school students in Chicago with 300 pairs of unreleased Jordan 11 sneakers. Like, first of all, Jordan 11s are like one of the best numbers. Yeah,
the hottest shits.
A lot of respect.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So he hosted his monthly open mic night, and it's through his charity Social Works to commemorate the passing of his mentor brother Mike Hopkins. So of course the students took to social media to really show off and shout.
I want
to
see them shits. Is this
right? It's the new shoes that are about to drop. Yeah.
They got them shits early.
Yeah.
And they ain't post no pictures?
Unreleased.
They
right.
They didn't put that in the article.
Exactly. They didn't put it in the article. But I really think you should. I mean, you probably can just.
Yeah.
Wow. Go to YouTube. Yeah, so that's what's up, Chance.
Definitely would flip those, but.
Who would? Right. My nigga,
got
what?
These early. Thanks, oh, yeah. Chance.
I'm really flipping them.
eBay yeah. real quick.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Don't
that's
even
what's
need
up.
But eBay. They can go to the stand in the street like, yo, 600.
Nah, they going to think you lying.
Yeah, they might think they
perhaps,
fake.
Yeah. So that's what's up, Chance. That's what's up. Okay, so Nas and Khalees. Trill forgot that they were actually a thing. They definitely were a thing.
And they had kids.
Yeah. Son. Like, they were married for like 6 years, I believe. They've been divorced for about 7 years now. And then, of course, it's rumored that he's dating Nicki Minaj. But
I hope not.
Well, you don't think that's a good thing?
I don't think they match.
I can see that.
And they both from Queens, right?
I just don't know. I just don't know. I want it to work, but she doesn't. But he likes those crazy. I don't want to say crazy, but those crazy. Not like him chicks. You know, opposites attract.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, because you know he's so laid back, and he was really feeling Khalees, and Khalees was not laid back at all.
I mean, but this is how you get a Naya Rivera.
Exactly.
True, but this I don't think Nikki that crazy though.
No, she not that crazy.
I feel like Nikki just messing with cornballs though.
She's just corny.
Oh, true.
I just Safari don't want her corny. To. I don't want her to corn him out. Corny him
yeah,
out.
Yeah, make him. But Nas is cool. I feel like Nas got it. I feel like
Meek was all right too before he got with Nicki, and then now he turned to a complete cornball. But anyway, we'll see. As long as they keep it low, I think they'll be all right. Yeah. Anyway, so Nas is saying that you know he tried working it out. Oh, I'll tell you exactly what he states in documents. Again, according to Blast, by way of the Shade Room, he states, quote, tried to work cooperatively with Khalees over the years, end quote. But he's saying that he's spending time with his son only when it's convenient for Khalees. Mm. And then he also claims that for months at a time, Khalees would refuse to set up time for their son and for their son and him to spend time together. So he said that his solution is to schedule when he has what? Now the solution to this issue is a schedule which he has proposed. Okay. He wants to spend time with their son on the first, third, and fifth weekends of each month. Khalees will get Mother's Day while Nas gets Father's Day. The rest of the schedule is as follows. And they have a schedule up here. And what the hey? We're on a podcast. We can read it. Khalees gets Halloween in even years. Nas gets odd years. You get it? So 2000, okay.
Yeah.
Khalees gets July the 4th in even years. Nas gets odd years. Khalees gets summer break in odd years. Nas gets even. Khalees gets Thanksgiving in odd. Nas gets even.
This actually, Loki is a...
It's no,
a
good this one. Works.
It's a good one, but look at that. Khalees gets the child's birthday in odd years. Y'all can't come together.
Come together,
that.
Yeah, and that's
true.
Can we
get them in the morning and you get the child in the evening?
Y'all can't be in the same room? Like, that what the world? Have a birthday well. Party. Like, y'all
there's,
doing the most.
There's nothing like a father not be able to have his child on Christmas Day.
Like, seriously. Seriously. So, that's I mean, true. This or is mother. Not, this is not bad. Like, I'm not confused at all. That works. But for the birthdays, though.
For birthdays and Christmas. Though,
birthdays like, and Christmas. Know, like, y'all try to get it together.
Summers should be split even. You get one yeah. month. I get 1 month. You get 2 months. Or I get 2 months for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
She is not pretty.
Nah.
She's not pretty in this picture. I don't know what's happening with this picture, but Khalees is actually, she's aged well. I don't know what's happening here.
How old is she?
They not young. I want to say like.
Hey, Nas 40, right?
She probably like 30.
Wait, is Nas older than 40?
Nas is 40.
I just want to point out that I said that she's not pretty because it looked like she got a lot of black
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, this picture right here, Nas, she looks.
She looked like she'd been crying.
Yeah, this picture's horrible. But she does look. Check her Instagram out later. She has, her skin looks great. She's just doing really good for herself
but in this
on Instagram. But this one, I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was just a really bad day.
Yeah. And Nas looks like he's 45 in this picture.
So, yeah, man, I don't know. I hope they get it together. And that's unfortunate. I can kind of see how, of course, it has to be kind of convenient for the mother because not really. It doesn't have to be. But, she kind of has to, I don't know.
She needs to stop being bitter.
Yeah, okay. Or maybe it's not even bitterness. Maybe she's just, she's not being considerate. It's just a simple fact that you're not being considerate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You have to consider your baby daddy. You're not the only one. The child has more than one father. I mean, mother, one parent.
You need to love your child more than you hate your baby daddy.
Yeah, I agree.
Say that.
All right. So, last but not least, The Real is finally getting a fifth member to their little hosting squad here. I think they were doing good with four. And then with the guests coming in and out. I really like that setup. I thought they was going to do it for real. Of course, they fired Tamar Braxton.
What did you fire Tamar for?
I don't know. I forgot.
Have you seen her personality?
I forgot why they...
I stopped watching.
Ray J.
Oh, God.
She about to be lit.
No, well, is this a joke?
You know, that might actually be good because having a guy's opinion, you know, they're so different in their opinions.
They might be out there snapping, though.
Especially with him being trash.
They about to eat him, though. Yeah. They about to eat him up, though, when he say some bullshit.
That might not be too bad.
I might gotta watch now.
I kind of like it now.
This shit probably come on in the middle of the fucking day when everybody doing some shit.
No, it does. And then, it comes on in the morning.
What time,
yeah, I
though?
Used to always watch it. Then when they fought Tamar, I was like, I'm not interested anymore.
Right. And I know they come on BET at nights.
At nights?
Yeah, but I don't know what time. Okay.
Ray J
on The Real. Who would have thought?
That shit about to be funny. Okay. Ray J a fool.
Yeah, he's something. All right, so that has been your No Shade. That's probably one of my favorite segments because, you know, it's just so fun to talk about people. All right, The Moves this weekend.
I'm going to recommend Plaza.
Before Saturday, though, Friday, I will throw this out there only because the big homie, Jonathan King, who has had an episode on season one, he has his hand in an event, Janae's, this Friday. For graduating seniors of Norfolk State University. So come on out. I don't know if they're doing free before 11 or whatever, but yeah, that should jump. And then Plaza, Trill hit me up and said,
Plaza. Saturdays, one of my little homegirls hit me up. She was like, yo, come. She always be telling me to come out there, and I'll just be like, I'll be in the bed. And I just be flaking like every fucking weekend. But this weekend, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out.
Why not?
I pulled up, and that shit was actually all right. Like, it was like a lot of people that I know was in that shit.
So do they be dancing or is it just like
a
chill out?
Twerking.
Oh, like, they be twerking.
Like a little, I mean,
where the salsa music at?
No,
at like the end they play like a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, because it's still Plaza, so they play like a little something or whatever.
The kitchen is closed, right? But the bar.
They got wings, but the bar is open. Okay. And the drinks is not bad though. I mean, the
are
the
they
prices.
Doing the margaritas?
Yeah, the margaritas in the little plastic in the little plastic cup.
Oh, yeah. So everybody from Plaza really do go home and then they kind
of
like.
Yeah, I'm sure they got like some of the people still. Like, uh-huh. You know, the Plaza people are still there working. Like I said, they got wings. The regular food shit is closed, but they got wings and fries and shit, and then drinks. And then music, the shit was pretty lit.
I'll go back,
and it's $10 for dudes. It's probably, I think it might be free for shorties. So yeah, I actually had an all right time.
Interesting.
I was like, okay, I'm glad I didn't stay in bed tonight.
I'm glad I didn't. That's really rare in these days. I'm glad I didn't stay in bed tonight. Wow.
I was kind of iffy at first.
Said no one ever except Trill on Saturday. So I really have to check it out. All right. Well, that's what's up. Okay. Yeah, that's all the moves.
I'm a stomach girl. I'm going to Popeyes as soon as we finish here.
Ooh, Popeyes. Who's hiring?
Oh, yeah. We got the jobs on tech back. All right, so at Virginia, the Norfolk Employment Commission, Aerotech, they have on a job fair. They have one every Tuesday from 10 to noon. They hiring for all the shipyard work, so forklift, machine operators, welders, all that shit. The Virginia Employment Commission in Norfolk, 4145 East Virginia Beach Boulevard. That's every Tuesday, 10 to noon. I know we got some listeners in D.C. So D.C., they're having a career fair, a national hiring event at the Doubletree Crystal City, 300 Army Navy Drive in Arlington. So for some of our D.C. listeners, if you're looking for some new things to start into the new year with, having a national career fair at the Doubletree in Crystal City. Doubletree Crystal City, I guess that's what it's called. 300 Army Navy Drive, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. It says hundreds of job opportunities, take your career to the next level, meet employers face-to-face, multiple interview opportunities. You can apply for the job at the event, and you can get hired also while at the event. And you can register. It'll let you register. It has a website that I will post on our Twitter page, and I'll put on Snapchat and Instagram and all that, nationalcareerfairs.com. And for more information, you can call 877-561-5627. But like I said, I'll put that on our Twitter page so you guys can see that. This is kind of like a little far out there, but on January 9th, Lowe's is having a career fair from 11 to 6, 1308 North Battlefield Boulevard in Chesapeake. And they're hiring for a seasonal and all of that good stuff. And that's January 9th from 11 to 8. And like I said, that is the Lowe's in Greenbrier. And what else do I have? Oh, one last one. December 7th. So this is going to be Thursday, depending on what time we post this, y'all might hear this late, but I'm gonna post it on the page in it, so y'all will still see it. HRT is having a fair from 10 to 2 at the Goodwill Community Employment Center, 1911 Seville Row in Hampton, and they're hiring for mechanics, maintenance supervisors, bus operators, and a lot of these. For a mechanic, it's a $2,500 sign-on bonus. For a maintenance supervisor, it's a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Damn, I'm about to allow my resume and go in and get this shit. And a bus operator, a $250 sign-on bonus if you have your CDL. And last but not least, over 60 employers are looking for people to fill their open positions at the One City Celebrations Job and Resource Fair. So this is a job fair. It's going to be on December 14th at the Denby Community Center from 10 to 1. And you'll have the opportunity to meet employers that are hiring and obtain a career in education, community resources, and establish contacts through networking. We'll put that on the page as well. So a lot of good jobs out here. Like I said, we'll post them all so you guys can see. Go get that bread.
Word. All right. Now that we got the logistics out the way,
Time for the good stuff.
Time to get into this conversation. Model or no? Sure, girl. Sure, you're a model.
Or are you just selling pussy on Instagram?
Wow. That escalated quickly. I was just going to say, are you just posting pictures? But okay, we can sell coochie too.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to keep it ignorant.
You got to. So we do have Jasmine here. So Jasmine, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get into modeling? We'll start with that first. How did you get into modeling?
I had a couple of friends who were photographers ask me to model for them, and I used to always say no because I was like, I'm not a model. I'm short. I am not skinny to the requirements of a model. And just one day I was at the gym, and this makeup artist actually ran after me. Her name's Christina, bomb makeup artist. She did Cardi B's makeup. She did... she's done a lot of stuff for the news channel, I think, that she does. She's done their makeup. She's even posted that she saw it in the mall, her little poster of a lady she did her makeup with. So she ran after me. I was looking busted, just got done with the, you know, a workout. And she was like, I would love to do your makeup and just have a shoot with you. So at first I thought, oh, she just wants to do my makeup and she wants to just get a few photos of the makeup. It turned out to be a full-fledged photo shoot. And I was so scared. It was at the guy's house and I was petrified. I didn't even want to walk in until I saw her at the door. So she came out and got me. My heart is pumping. I'm like, I see all the lights set up, the backdrop, and I'm like, okay, do my makeup and we'll see how it goes. And we vibed. I vibed. I liked it. I loved it. You could definitely, I could tell how I wasn't as good back then. I'll look at those photos and be like, girl, you could have done so much more. But, you know, you progressively get better and better each shoot. And I used to actually get anxiety for each shoot that I would do because I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to move my body. I don't know if I'm going to look good. God, please don't make me look fat. Like, I want to at least look good in my pictures. And then now it's just, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's have fun.
Cool beans. So tell me a little bit about your modeling journey. So, of course, you started from there. What are you doing nowadays? Are you published? How did you get published?
What is published?
What is all of that?
So published is when a photographer submits your images into a magazine. You can also have magazines DM you and say, hey, we have a spot open for these type of pictures. You know, would you like to submit? So a lot of people think that when you say published, it's like Vogue and Glamour. And that's kind of what I thought, too. But, you know, there are other small magazines out there who would love to get you started. And just the fact that you have the word published next to your name can push you further. Even if it's a small magazine, you have to, like, I heard Ashton Kutcher say one time that all the small jobs that I did, from mopping the floor to taking out the garbage, was a stepping stone to a higher, better job. So that's how I take it. I'm not saying small magazines are equivalent to taking the trash out. Right. I'm saying that you have to start from somewhere, and I'm completely, utterly thankful for having the opportunity to be in a magazine at all.
Yeah. So is it just one publication for right now, or?
I think I have about five now.
Well, that's good.
I can't keep track because I'm in school. Mm-hmm. I just wrote a 60-page paper, so trying to do all these different jobs, and then you have like up to 5 to 10 other photographers, you know, texting you and messaging you, and then you have your other job. It's just, it's hard to keep up with, so I forget, so I have to constantly go into my messages, my calendar, like, who do I need to shoot with today? What's their name again? What is the idea again? Mm-hmm. So my car is a mess because I have so much clothes in there for, like, different shoots that I need to do or that I have done. I'm just too lazy to take it out.
How long have you been doing this?
It's been about a year now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it doesn't feel like a year. It feels longer, but because you do so much within that year, I definitely feel confident in it now.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll get more into the conversation, but I want to know, how did you get all those followers?
For Instagram? I feel like I don't have a lot for Instagram, but I have noticed a steady increase. So when
how many you got on Instagram?
5,000.
Like, oh, okay.
So yesterday I had 5,000. Today I have 5,100.
Okay.
So I notice it's a small number, and I'll tell people I have a small following, but I have definitely seen the increase where I can get to 50 to 100 a day. But you have to be really active on Instagram. You have to talk to other photographers. You have to talk to other models. You have to like people's pages. Don't just like one picture. You know, like all their pictures if you can. You know, be interactive. And I've read some books on how to increase your following, and it's all about showing people that you love their stuff, right, and they will show you love back.
How about YouTube?
YouTube.
How did you get? So you said 30,000 on YouTube?
31,000.
Right. Okay. So that's what I meant to ask. Like, how did you get that, girl? 31,000 on YouTube. Like, what?
It was a struggle. I've been doing it for a while.
Okay.
YouTube is definitely a formula.
Okay.
And recently, the analytics with it has really shut down new YouTubers and really big YouTuber channels because they're trying to transition into TV. Mm-hmm. So they have all these TV shows that are being promoted on YouTube now, and ads are like, now that things have become controversial, when you're on the internet, you can say what you want. So when you have someone who's racist up there, who's getting all this attention because people are trying to bash them, but in return, they get so much money and ads up there because there's so many people up there.
Right.
Like they say, good press Bad press is good press.
Exactly.
So much attention is going on them. Advertisements are saying, hey, I don't want my ad playing up there. So YouTube, cut it. Mm-hmm. So if you say any word up there that's in their documents that can't be said, or in your title, like sexy or nude is in your title, they will take your AdSense away and they'll take your subscribers away.
Oh, well, we probably can't be.
Can you say nigga up there?
Probably not.
You'll probably get flagged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you ain't gonna take that bread away, are they?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, so.
You won't make money. That's crazy because
shit on TV is like, if you watch stars, you watch stuff like that. Like, it's, I mean, people like.
Exactly. Yeah. How I got it though, one of your videos have to go viral.
Right.
And I had a video.
What video was viral, girl?
Yeah.
I had two. The first one was my period story, because I got my period at 9 years old.
Look at Vic.
I had never met anybody except for my mom and my grandma who had their period at 9. So when I put that story out there, a lot of people were like, oh my God, I got my period at 9. I've had people say they've had it at 8. Most people, you'll say 13, 15, 16. I was like, I wish I had mine. I had boobs in third grade.
Oh.
And then my second one was... I walked in on my boyfriend cheating on me.
Oh.
And that was a story time. That's when story times became really popular on YouTube.
Oh, girl.
What the fuck? Oh, so wait. So you were, you just told the story. You didn't like record.
Right.
Told the story.
I was about to say, damn, you got that footage? Because
who would have known? Like, who would have known? Okay. Yeah. All right, cool beans. Okay, so, you know, you hear all the time, Jasmine. You're just the Instagram model. Not you personally, but you're just an Instagram model or what have you, or, you know, you're not a real model. What do you have to say about that? Is a real model an Instagram model to you? First of all, let's talk about an Instagram model. What is an Instagram model to you, Trey? I'll let you say it first.
I guess I would say to somebody who strictly just get Instagram likes, like you're not out here in the real world. Mm-hmm. You just doing this shit for Instagram.
Mm-hmm. When I think of Instagram model, I don't know why it just goes directly to the
urban. You take your own pictures like this.
I think of urban models. But they very well may be published. But when I think of Instagram models, I don't know why my mind goes to like Bernice and...
Because she is an Instagram model.
Okay.
I feel Instagram models are just a pretty chick from Instagram. And so people are like, oh,
Alexis,
you bad.
Alexis Sky and just get those famous type of joints.
So then before I answer, what do you think a real model is?
Oh, I'm like, what's Tyra Banks,
Eva,
yeah,
real model Jordan,
Victoria's Secret
shorty
show.
Girl from Jordan, I forgot her name, some little black girl, those type of models, you know, those models who do it not so much, they don't really sell sex. Not to say that women who do sell sex are not models, but when I think of a model, I think that professionally they do like publications that don't just sell sex. Or that's not their whole entire look or brand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think?
Oh, really now? So what I think people think when they hear the word model is paid or runway.
Mm.
So these models are being paid. But what people don't know behind the scenes, Instagram models get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So you, Instagram is very lucrative now. You can be your own boss now. So... as a freelance model, I can charge $40 an hour for a photographer who wants to create his portfolio. But also, I can have brands come to me and say, hey, put this shirt on, model it, take a picture, and we'll give you $100 for that post.
Right. Fashion Nova does that.
It is social media. There are classes at colleges now who teach you how to make money off of social media. Mm-hmm. So modeling is a job. So it doesn't matter where you're modeling at. It's still a job if you're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have to do TFP or you're networking, you're just like radio hosts. You have to go out there and get your name out there for free. But once your name is out there, you get paid to be asked to come to these events. So I feel like when people think of Instagram models, it has a negative connotation to it.
It does.
Because they think they're not getting paid for it. But a lot of them are.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't doubt that Alexis, though... I'm saying their names because that's who I think about off the top of the dome. But I know it's a whole lot of more models like that. But, you know, the models like Alexis Sky and Bernice. And I forgot the other shorty name. She's really dark-skinned, but her butt is big. And she's... I mean, those type
Bernice?
Of... another one. But they all be in the same circles or whatever. I don't doubt that they're getting paid. Oh, I know they're getting paid lots of money. But I don't know.
I mean, if I hold up a watch... Hey, if I hold up a watch and get a picture with it, am I not a model? if I'm selling you that watch, if I hold up a pair of fake boobs in my hand and say, go to Dr. Reese and, and take a picture with it and put it up, and I generate revenue for them, and in return I get a bit of that revenue, am I not a model?
You are a model.
I'll say, like, why do, I guess, Instagram models, I would guess, probably get a negative? I think the reason why is probably because, I guess, you feel like a person that worked for it. I feel like you just, people feel like that it's just a pretty girl on Instagram. She got hella followers and now she popping. Whereas, I guess, probably back in the day, there weren't, they won't Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when
and you had to do that shit, I guess you call it what you want to say, what, the hard way?
Mm-hmm. When you first, when it first started, it was, you just saw it as girls who were insecure, who just wanted to post their bodies. But then it became a business where now everybody can have a piece of the pie. So now is, how do we stop being negative with it? I don't know. It's like, it's like acting. Everybody back in the day, everybody said, don't be no actor. There ain't no money in that. Mm-hmm. Now everybody wants to be an actor. Mm-hmm. Taking pictures, half naked pictures on Instagram, it was negative because there was no money in that. And all you're doing is showing your body off. Now you're making money off of it. I'm not saying go sell sex, but if that's what you want to do, you can go do that. But you don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
You don't have to sell your pussy, yeah, your pussy out there anymore.
But they is selling pussy though.
Yeah, there are girls.
They is selling.
True, do you know that for a fact?
I know that for a fact. They selling it and niggas is buying it. I don't have to buy pussy.
Okay, so
I mean, indirectly, because taking the chick out on the date is, I mean, we can, that's a whole
nother
episode.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode.
Low key buying pussy. But yeah.
Okay.
It's being sold and it's being bought.
It's being sold and it's being bought.
And you really can't really blame, I mean, can you blame a chick for selling pussy? I don't even know anymore. Like,
yeah, I can actually. I can definitely blame a chick for selling pussy. Like, what?
I don't know.
Like, but that's a whole nother topic. Yeah, like, it's a new thing. Like, I don't know.
Also, when I hear about selling sex, it's like, you know, you're going out in the act of having sex, but taking a picture, maybe with your butt showing or lingerie, is that really selling sex if you're not having sex?
Yes. Like, we can be real. Like, yes, you're selling the idea of sex, which if you want to do that, cool. I mean, whose business is that? You getting your coin, do what you got to do. But you know why you got your ass out. You know why you got your tits out. You know, because it's selling, and niggas want to see your butt and they want to see your titties, and you know, and that arouses them. So yeah, we selling sex, but it's all good. Do whatever you gotta do.
I can't stand when a man says girls need to stop having their titties out, but if you go through their likes, what they like in,
that's all they like.
That's all they like. So you cannot try to be the preacher when you in the audience with the devil.
Ooh.
I'm for titties out though. I don't really say I don't want to put their titties. I'm trill for
let
it all.
Out, right? Let it out.
Let me see that ass.
So, how did you get published? Your first publication, like, was that hard for you to get published, or it kind of just kind of landed in your lap?
Landed in my lap. Mm-hmm. I met with a photographer. I drove all the way out to Richmond, and I think he said, you know, I can't pay you. I will pay you if you don't get published, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get you published. So I just went out there for the experience. It was a great shoot. I love the pictures. And he called me one day and said, you got published. He was like, I know a few of these editors or these people who put the magazines together, and I'm gonna, you know, send these photos out to them. So it's, you know, it's not about who you know either. Mm-hmm. You can damn well go up on Instagram and find those magazines yourself, mm-hmm. and just go with their guidelines of what they're asking, and you can get in. It is not that hard mm-hmm. anymore, and it's not really exclusive anymore. That's the great thing about Instagram or social media, is that everybody can have a piece of the pie. So don't step on anybody's toes to get any.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that hard. You just gotta look.
Okay. So what is your advice to the girls that are trying to model per se? They haven't gotten really paid yet. I just think it's so many different avenues of modeling. Modeling is so broad.
Yeah.
But you know, to your best approach, you know, what is your advice?
I get this question a lot, and I end up doing this long paragraph in my DMs to girls who are asking about this. I think my most irritating one is when I tell people that you might, if you don't know a photographer who's willing to shoot you already for free, that you're gonna have to spend to earn,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, I didn't know I had to do that. And I'm like, you can't go through life getting free stuff all
right.
the time.
That's
unless
life.
You're, you know, you're lucky. But I was lucky enough to know someone who needed someone to do it, and I just had to be in the right place at the right time. But I would say go to a good photographer that you like on Instagram. A lot of them are on Instagram, so it's very easy to find one. Just mm-hmm. go to hashtag VA model, VA photography, VA photographer. It's at the tip of your fingers and look at their stuff, DM them and say, hey, how much can I pay you to shoot me? Make sure those imagers are good quality. Make sure they're really good at editing. Put that in your portfolio. Put that on Instagram. Like other photographer stuff. Talk to other photographers. And eventually, when you do that enough times, people are going to see, oh, I love her look. Let me ask her for TFP. So you're going to start out not making money, but that's like any business. You have to invest in yourself.
Absolutely. You got to spend money to get money, baby. Yes. And that's in anything. You have to spend money to get money. You keep saying TFP. What's that?
Oh, God. People used to say that all the time when I first got into the model, and I was, what the hell is TFP? Mm-hmm. So it's time for photos.
Okay.
So instead of time for pay, you get time for photos. So you put the time in, and I'll give you free photos, which is really awesome networking, because you can work with some great photographers who may cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but they're willing to shoot you for free.
Use your pictures.
And for them to use your look. They're like, gotcha. Oh, I love your look, but I'm not going to pay you. So let's work off each other.
Gotcha.
And you have to be willing to network. I have people who are saying, why would you shoot for free? Because
you need it.
Really, I've gotten far because of TFP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do get paid for shoots. And those aren't really the best photos. Those don't really get up there, because it's new photographers trying to get models, trying to work with models.
So, do you think, well, I kind of already know your spiel on that, but like, what do you call the people that the women who do take mostly all of their pictures on Instagram, and then, you know, they go around the country and making appearances in clubs and things of that nature? Can we call them Instagram models, or what do we call them? Public figures? Like,
I think either would work.
What do you think, Trill?
Well, what should we call them?
Like, do you think that they should have the name model? Do you think we should rightfully give...
As long as Instagram is in front of it, yeah. Okay.
So what happens, they just become a real, quote-unquote, model when they're in Vogue? Or on the runway?
I look at this shit just like comedians. Instagram comedians. Niggas who just tell jokes on Instagram all day.
You're
an Instagram comedian. Mm-hmm. If you want to go into a... I'm not going to say Def Comedy Jam. Let's say you get into Funny Bone. Funny Bone's MGM Beach.
Right.
You do some shit like that. You can be a real comedian then, but if you're just telling, jokes on Instagram,
are you a real
strictly
comedian?
Strictly Instagram. You're Instagram comedian.
If you go to a smaller comedy club
that only has like ten people,
are you a comedian yet?
Wait, a small comedy club with 10 people?
Yeah,
you're
at a comedy club. You're in front of people. You're not on Instagram, but you're still, you know, all your fans are on Instagram. See, it's a fine line.
Like, where is the line? Like, seriously, where is the line when it comes to this modeling thing? I think when some girls, when they talk about they want to be a model, they want to be, you know, have an agent. They want to go through an agency. Does that interest you, going through an agency?
I'm still in that whole, to be the mainstream model, you have to be 6 feet and skinny, very, very skinny. Or you have to be like I think it's Lane Bryant, where, like, you could be overweight in the terms of health,
right,
but still not be overweight enough to be a plus size model.
Right.
So
it's hard.
We
for
still have a long
girls.
Way to go, but we have gotten far.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess different sets of modeling, I guess like more, it's open up to more females with different body shapes and different body types.
Absolutely.
To be able to get bread too.
Yes.
Well, I think that comes with quote unquote average looking women making their own lanes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah.
It's crazy,
like,
you call them average, because it'd be shorties that look good. You're like, I can't be a model. Like, why? I'm too short. I'm too minor. You nigga, you bad. What the fuck is
either
this?
Either you're too short, you're not skinny enough, but you're actually small, but you're not small enough. You know what I mean? You're not, you know.
Yeah, that shit crazy, though. So I guess what they want the models to be, what 5'10", 5'11",
what is
skinny
it,
as shit?
5'8
at the minimum, I think.
Yeah, and I think when on America's Next Top Model, back when it was really popping, not to say it's not popping now, but when Eva was on, she was one of the shortest girls, and they kind of gave her flack. Like, you have to do a lot more because you're short. Eva Marcel, really pretty girl. She really made a name for herself in the modeling thing, but she always took beautiful pictures. But she was on the shorter side of things, like at 5'8". So, yeah, like when you want to do runway and things of that nature, you are a little bit more... what's the word? Restricted, you know. So that's why you kind of have to make your own lane. But you know what Jasmine was saying, you know, what makes you a quote unquote model or not a model, and those negative connotations that, oh, she's just an Instagram model. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, yeah, when I don't know if I want to give, just call you a model.
Yeah. But would you call a would you call a hand model a regular model? Is you I agree, maybe Instagram model is a good name for it, because if I were a hand model, don't expect me to be a Victoria's Secret model.
Right. So maybe we should, I mean, maybe the negative connotation of saying Instagram model should not be there. Like, it's okay to be Instagram model. Yes. You're clearly making money.
Yeah.
You make most of your money on Instagram. People endorse, you get endorsements. I know Fashion Nova.
And people also do have a connotation with Instagram models as being dumb bitches who, like, just didn't. I think it was some, who was, I think Deshaun Jackson, a football player, and like the shorty, and like they be coming up on these NFL athletes and like, yo, you ain't need to do nothing. You was just pretty on Instagram and you got your like that. So I guess that's
right.
The conversation too.
But you know,
like,
what?
You in school, like, you a smart shorty.
A lot of these Instagram models though use that Instagram money to pay for their school though. Just because I don't broadcast that I go to ODU, someone like you or someone else could say, she didn't even go to school.
Right.
Like, just because I don't broadcast it doesn't mean didn't.
Right. But I also don't want women changing their whole appearance to make it on Instagram. And that's what I'm seeing. Like, a lot of these quote-unquote Instagram models in that box that we think about, they all look the same physically. From the neck down, to me, they all look the same. And they look the same because they're getting the same procedures done.
From the same exact doctor.
Because it's what works. It's the formula.
It's like the formula. But you know what? And then that's a whole nother different episode on how that can trickle down into the regulars and their mindsets of what they think is deemed normal and beautiful and what's not. Oh, if you don't look like that, then that's... But the whole time, that's not a natural body. No shade. But, you know, that's a whole other different topic.
I mean, when I get my money, I'm getting lip injections.
Okay, girl. Go ahead, girl.
I got small... I mean, I've been talking about lip injections since I was, like, 6 years old when my mama said, you ain't got no lips. I'm getting me some.
So I got a question.
What?
So, like, you see... Do you ever have any like weird requests? You know, sometimes like people on Twitter be joking about models, like they'll be bent over, ass naked over ironing board, holding a box of Fruit Loops and shit like that.
Yeah.
And shit, you sitting naked in a bathtub with Krispy Kreme donuts? Right. And shit,
oh, that
and
would be a, that would be a gr- oh, I would that love
that. That actually does
one.
Sound kind of lit.
I would
so that
love
wasn't a good
vegan
one.
But yeah. Vegan donuts. Let me just throw that out there.
Have you ever gotten any like weird requests? Like somebody want to do something, and you're like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Let me think. I've had shoots that the photographers asked me to do that I wasn't too excited about. Like, I had to act like a fairy. Like, I had to put, like, some angel wings on. But it's not like, I was expecting him to have, like, these huge angel wings. He had them dollar ones. And I was like, I feel stupid.
Right.
But you pay me, so.
Right. Yeah.
These aren't going up on Instagram. But, no, I haven't really. You know, people are going to ask you, oh, this is a full nude shoot. And I'll say no, because, you know, I said I wouldn't do full nude. But not really, but I did have a photographer disrespect me. I felt disrespected when he was like, I was like, can I just do implied nude? And he was like, no, this is full nudity, but I can work around it. He said something else, and then he was like, man, I haven't done this type of kindergarten shoot since years.
And so
I was
he just used to shorties, just coming in that shit,
like,
ass out and everything.
Kindergarten? He was like portrait, like, that's not real art. Mm. I was like, oh, well, you're disrespecting other photographers, but I stopped texting him because I was like,
yeah. Yeah,
it just felt demeaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about like dudes? I feel like a lot of niggas are cameramen so they can get chicks.
Do you feel happened to me twice.
Okay.
Where I got to the shoot. The shoot was fine and he kept making these comments about, I would love to have you for a snack.
Come on, man. I'm professional.
Oh my God, so unprofessional. And he kept hitting me up for another shoot. And
you
like,
said only twice. I feel like that happens like probably like...
I've had the benefit of it not happening.
Yeah. You lucky.
I've heard stories though, but... Nip that shit in the butt.
Right. Yeah you have to.
Because niggas will try it.
No, yeah, they're going to try you. Especially.
It's usually new photographers, though. Mm-hmm. The experienced ones.
Okay.
A nip ain't nothing to them. It's just, oh, you know, you ready yet?
Right.
So I like working with guys who have, or women, who are just, you get desensitized to it, actually. Like, photographers and models are just so desensitized to a nude body because they've seen it all the time that it's nothing. So you can definitely tell a new photographer when he's like, oh, you know, you look good.
Right.
Okay. No, thank you.
Yeah, you're inexperienced.
Yeah,
we're good on that. All right. Well, that's a good conversation.
That was a great one.
Yeah. Do we have a BNT letter? We getting on the long side of this episode.
How long are we on today?
We had like 40 something minutes.
Oh, still good time though, because these other podcasts out here going for like 2 hours and shit, and I done told niggas to shut the fuck up.
Wow. But anyway,
yeah, I got a BNT.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey y'all, what's up? Love the show. Just wanted you guys' thoughts on this. I recently met this girl a few weeks ago. We vibe pretty well and we have a good convo. I actually am starting to like her. However, I think she just wants someone for the holidays to do things with and most importantly, to receive a gift from. I haven't smashed yet or have been close to doing so. So what should I do? Cut her off before Christmas or play along with her and see where things go? Help a nigga out.
There's really no way of knowing, sir. I mean, like, how do you, like, do you think we're psychics?
I'm gonna give you the true answer, then I'm gonna give you the
You take it away, cause I don't know.
I'm gonna give you the ignorant, and then I'm gonna give you the real, cause that's what we do here.
Okay.
All right. So first, you say you haven't smashed yet. You need to beat this weekend.
Oh my god.
It's Tuesday now. You need to start getting you need to hit her up now. Like, yo, we going out this weekend. You need to try to smack. Cause once you smack, you good. Cause if you're hitting her, you're not gonna really care what you get her. She can probably ask you for the moon. That shit was like that. You gonna get that shit to her. See, I try to be either this weekend, next weekend. Christmas is on the 25th.
You are really trash.
Christmas is on the 25th. I'm gonna say by next weekend because you need to start getting your Christmas shit together. Right. I'm gonna finish up my Christmas stuff.
You only have a couple paychecks next weekend.
Yeah,
a couple.
So you need to do this. You need to do this now. You need to try to see what's good. You need to try to talk to him in a text. See, you need to feel her out.
So are you suggesting that in order for him, the pussy has to be good in order for him?
I'm not even going to say good. I'm just going to say as long as he beats. If he beats, I don't know how to nothing to do with whether it's good or not. That's okay. On him. You chose wrong.
How long did you say he was talking to her? A month?
A few weeks. Yeah, a few weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
So if she really, you know, if she want a gift,
do you want this gift?
Or you can do this. You can keep fucking with her. And then you can say, hey, babe. This year we're gonna give back. We're not gonna give to each other. We can get some toys, and we're gonna get them to some kids.
Okay.
So that takes you. You're not getting shit. She ain't getting shit. Tell her you're gonna do a little give back thing. And if she's like, oh, if she like squawks at that or whatever,
at least give her some perfume.
Nah.
And then you need to tell her, you know, throw hints. You know, I like this perfume or I like this cologne. You know, it's only $10.
Yeah, because, like, I don't really get how people get in gift situations where they didn't get anything. Because I'm the type of nigga, if you ask me for something, okay, what are you getting me? And that's going to be something I verbalize, and I'm not scared. Like, oh, I want this. Okay, well, I want this. We getting that for each other? Like, I've never gotten somebody a gift and they ain't give me shit.
Well,
like,
that's really good. Verbalize with the woman. Why don't you talk to her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see this going? How do you feel that we're doing right now?
Is that foreign to people?
Oh, niggas be God. People be scared. So I feel like sometimes people
are scared to ask for ass, though.
Oh.
True.
Get well, at him, Desmond.
Obviously, he is. True. He's scared to ask for the ass. Because I would have been, oh, yeah, you throwing that shit back or like, what you want.
Oh, my gosh. You're so disrespectful. But okay. Yeah.
Verbalize.
Talk. Communicate. Open your mouth. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, are we getting each other's gift this year?
Do you want to get each other's gift?
Yeah, that's a legit question.
It's super legit.
And like, lay out exactly what kind of gift we getting. Because if you going out and spending $200 and she come back with a $10 gift, then you know, just lay it all out. Communicate. I just told my nigga's birthday is in January 27th. And I'm doing something big for him. So I told him... And we going somewhere for New Year's Eve. Hey, this Christmas gift, and we don't got to do all that for Christmas, babe. You know, we'll get each other, of course, something, but you don't got to go and break the bank because we about to be breaking banks in D.C. And I got to, you know, you communicate. Yeah. Things like that happen, and then they could be like, okay, everybody can be on one accord. Boom, boom.
Communicate.
All right?
And that goes to my next thing, last but not least. If you ain't got it this year, don't let Christmas stress you out. If you ain't got it, fuck them. Fuck everybody.
Okay, but what
make
if...
a DIY.
If you ain't got it. Just say,
get some candy.
I don't got it this year.
Go to Five and Below or Dollar Tree. Get some dollar bags. Throw some candy in there.
This is why women are just so. Because I just be like, fuck everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Five and Below.
Five and Below is a real thing.
Yeah, don't stress yourself.
Please don't.
Take care of you. Take care of your mom or whatever. But if you don't got it, tell everybody, hey, I'm sorry, my life is not together this year. We'll try again next year.
No. I'm trying to figure out what the heck happened, because last year I really was like spurging on people, and then this year I'm just like, I don't got it this year to be giving to people.
And don't feel bad about it.
Right.
Oh, I'm not that person. I'll go broke just to make people around me happy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, people around me going to be happy.
I won't be the cause.
I won't be the cause of that.
You're going to be happy.
But prayer changes things. Yeah. I'm going to pray for you, you know what I mean? But, you know, just the people close to me, like, you know, my immediate family and my man, and you know, my group of friends did a Secret Santa. They good. Everybody else that goes outside of that, we good. Now, when I get it, of course, but I can't give you something that I don't get. You know what I mean? I gotta put gas in the car and stuff.
Yeah, so. And we gotta turn up for New Year's Eve. So I need bottles. We need bottles. Sorry, can't get you enough for Christmas.
So yeah, all right. Well, thank you, Jasmine, for being here.
That was a great episode.
That was a really good episode. Tell us again your handles, your website if you have one.
So my Instagram is Let's Jazz It Up 2. So of course J A Z Z and just the number 2. And then my Instagram and Snapchat are the same thing. I try to keep it, you know, cohesive.
Mm-hmm. I gotta follow you on Snap.
You follow me on Instagram?
Yeah.
So, give me yours so I can look.
Duh, up. Follow you. I hit you up to come up here on Instagram.
Damn, you did. Wow. See, I'm telling you, 10 different people, 60-page report, just got off work, just got out of school.
Yeah.
I just wrote a paper before I came in here.
Holiday. Yeah, like, it's real.
My brain. School's almost over.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, thank you, of course, for listening to Beauty and the Trill. So next week is our last episode. It's our season finale. Season 2 finale is next week. Okay. So,
we appreciate y'all listening to
this. Really do. We appreciate, you know, this season 2 was lit. I enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at Beauty and Trill. And we do have a link. If you don't listen, if you have a friend who wants to listen to the podcast and is not an Apple user, we do have a link of our Google Drive folder with all of our episodes in there, so you can catch up on that. I think that's all.
That's it.
That's it.
We'll holler at y'all next week.
Peace.